This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Kremlin in Russia on Sunday accused the United States of interfering in Russia's domestic affairs and downplayed the scale of the weekend's protests when tens of thousands rallied in support of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny. More than 3,500 demonstrators were detained in protest across the country on Saturday, with several injured in clashes with police in Moscow following Navalny's call to rally against President Vladimir Putin and his 20-year rule. The West has widely condemned the harsh tactics used against the demonstrators, with French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian saying Sunday the mass arrest of protesters was an intolerable affront and a slide toward authoritarianism. Polish President Andrzej Duda told the Financial Times newspaper that he calls for the European Union to step up sanctions against Russia over Navalny's treatment. He said sanctions are the only nonviolent way to force Russia to observe international law. The Polish leader also said EU Foreign Affairs Chief Josep Borrell should reconsider plans to visit Russia next month, unless Navalny is released. EU foreign ministers are due to consider their response to Navalny's detention on Monday. Putin's spokesman on Sunday accused the United States embassy of interfering in Russia's domestic affairs after the mission distributed a demonstration alert to U.S. citizens in Russia, recommending they avoid protests. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said on Sunday that the United States strongly condemns the arrest and the use of the harsh tactics against protesters and journalists in cities throughout Russia. Price added the U.S. is urging Russia to fully cooperate with the international community's investigation of the poisoning of Alexei Navalny. This is VOA News.